Good morning, this beautiful day, and I welcome you again to your podcast, The Word of Life for Today. The Word of Life is a publication, a daily devotional of the Salvation Army International. This morning, I want us to go to the Lord in worship. Within 5 to 10 minutes, as we exalt the name of the Lord and worship Him, before we have the reading of today to bless our life in this podcast, may the Lord bless you. Call your families together because the time for you to be blessed. God bless you.
It's you that I see. are the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. I salute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I sing it on, say.
I'm the center of it all.
It's you that I see.
It's you that I see.
Jesus only.
It's you that I see.
Lift those hands wherever you are. At the center.
At the center of
it all. It's you that I see.
It's you that I see.
Only you, Jesus.
It's you that I see.
Lift those hands, say. There is power.
There is power in your name.
Miracles happen.
Miracles happen
in your name.
Hallelujah. Indeed, there is power in the name of Jesus. So once again, I welcome you to the Word of Life for today, being Thursday, the 12th of March, 2020, the year of our Lord. Before we take the reading of today, we'll please go into the scriptures and take our reading for today. Today's reading is the continuation of yesterday, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 1. The gospel of John chapter 1. We'll be reading from verse 43 to 51. John chapter 1 from verse 43 to 51. And I'll be reading with the NIV version. And it reads, the next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophet also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Asked Nathanael. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here truly is an Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. He then added, very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open, and the angels of God descending, ascending and descending on the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word in Jesus' name. The Bible text for our reading this morning is taken from verse 49 of our reading. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. What a declaration. The title for this morning, or the topic for today's reading, is Come and See. Come and See. Now the reading of today. The next day, day five, and Jesus is in Galilee, where for the first time, he initiated contact with a potential follower, Philip. The call is simple. Follow me. Nathanael responded to Philip's come and see, despite his poor opinion of anyone or anything from Nazareth. Had Nathanael kept hold of that prejudicial thought, he could have missed the Christ. We know little about Nathanael. He is mentioned once more in John's Gospel, but not in the other three Gospels. It is thought he is called Bartholomew elsewhere. The one thing that can be attributed to him is that he came, he saw and declared with foresight Jesus was the King of Israel. Unfortunately, other people have laid claim to this title. Years before Jesus was born, Herod the Great had been recognized by Rome as King of the Jews. He captured Rome in 40 BC and began to rebuild the temple in 19 BC. These were tasks expected of the Messiah. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Nathanael acknowledged Jesus as Israel's king. 3 years later, Pilate ordered the title be put on Jesus' cross. In Matthew 27, verse 37, Jesus did not refuse Nathanael's use of the title Son of Man, but promised, "You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." He gave Nathanael a glimpse of the future glory, a glory that was about to be revealed through Jesus' first sign at Cana in John chapter 2, verse 11. These early days of Jesus' ministry unfolded through people about whom we knew little, very little. We should be encouraged that small contribution with Christ can advance his mission significantly. I will take the last part again. These early days of Jesus' ministry unfolded through people about whom we know very little. We should be encouraged that small contributions with Christ can advance his mission significantly. May the Lord bless this reading in Jesus' name. Our prayer for today, attributed to Sir Francis Drake, reads, O Lord God, when thou givest to thy servants to endeavor any great matter, grant us also to know that it is not the beginning, but the continuing of the same, until it be thoroughly finished, that yieldeth the true glory, through him who, for the finishing of thy work, laid down his life, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. I will take the prayer again. O Lord God, when thou givest to thy servants to endeavor thy great matter, grant us also to know that it is not the beginning, but the continuing of the same, until it be thoroughly finished, that yieldeth the true glory, through him who, for the finishing of thy work, lay down his life, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. That prayer was said by Sir Francis Drake. Amen. Come and see. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Until we hear, there is no way that we can see. Philip came, he saw and declared. This morning, as you will come, you will see and you have a testimony. There shall be a testimony for you. There shall be testimony for your household. There shall be testimony for the things concerning you. Amen. So this morning, I want to leave you that you should go to the Lord in prayer privately. Talk to God about today, what you want to experience, what you want the Lord to do for you today. And I know that your Heavenly Father is willing to hear you. Within the next 5 minutes, we will talk to God in prayer. Amen. Father, thank you for today's reading, and I bless your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father. I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you adoration. Thank you because we have the opportunity to have come and to see, to have come and to see. Lord, I worship you, I worship you. The entrance of your word gives light. The entrance of your word gives life. Thank you for the life for today. Thank you for the life for today. We bless your name for this life, Lord. Thank you because we are partakers of your word. We are partakers of your glory. We are partakers of your supremacy. And I bless your holy name. Because through your word, you have redeemed us. You have brought us to life. Thank you, Father.
Open up. No boundaries, no limit. Open up.
Let me come. Today is a brand new day. Today is a brand new day. Our Lord is speaking to you.
Channels of my spirit.
Just as we have come and see, Lord, we are going to the glory. Just as we have come to see, Lord, we cry, we saw, and we declare. Therefore, today, Lord, I have come, I have seen, and my mouth is open up to declare that indeed you reign, O Lord, you reign, O Lord, you reign, O Lord. Therefore, over today, Lord, I declare your supremacy. I declare your supremacy, Lord. I declare your supremacy, Lord. I declare your supremacy over today, Lord. I declare your authority over today, Lord, that every other authority is taken down right now. Your authority is seen all over the earth today. Your authority is seen all over the earth today. In the name of Jesus, 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 that my word should see. I declare, O God, that as we go about our daily activity today, Lord, your supremacy is seen, Lord. Your power is seen by today. In the name of Jesus, that Father, for as many, O God, that will see us, O God, and as many, O God, that see us, they will come to you. And as they come to you, Lord, they will see. They will see. And as they see, Lord, their mouth will be open to declare your supremacy, to declare your power, to declare your authority over their life, over their business, over their situations, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, I declare that today is a blessed day. Today is a blessed day. Lord, I command the day, that you day, O God, you shall bring great goodness, you shall bring great tidings, you shall bring the best, that everything in this day, Lord, shall work together for the good of your children, shall work together for the good of the children of God, in the name of Jesus, that today the things that the ears have not heard, that the eyes have not seen, that have not caused the thought of men, shall be that which the Lord will deliver into the life of his children. Into the life of his children. They that are called according to his purpose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That Lord, you will bless your children.
You bless the children today. In the name of Jesus, you bless them mightily. You bless them mightily. You bless them mightily. Bless them in the great way. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing to every system, to everyone that has a need of the healing. There's a need of the miracle. There's a need of the healing, of a miracle. I declare your touch, O God. I declare your touch into your system, into your body, from the hair of their head to the sole of their feet. I declare your healing. In the name of Jesus, that today shall be a day of healing, shall be a day of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, that one they will hear you, and when they hear you, they will come. They will respond and they will see the mighty work in their lives in the name of Jesus. In our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I want you to command the day. Command the day. Speak into today. Speak into your life. Speak into your business. Speak into everything that concerns you. Speak into your children. Speak into your home. Speak into your children. Speak, declare the word of God concerning them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
And let him call unto thee. Oh, one more time, say with me now. Corners of my spirit. Oh, I am with my Father. Oh, yes. No boundaries, no limits.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. What a wonderful reading for today. The best that you can do, that as you have been blessed with this podcast, you can equally share with your friends so that they can be blessed as well. I declare to you that today, that the Lord bless you mightily, and as you go about, Jesus will be seen through you, and you'll bring many to the person of Jesus. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. The Lord bless you. See you tomorrow.
Oh, man.